Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is entitled Freddie, Leo, and Joey Go to Rome. Episode 3 in the Freddie the Talking Dog series, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Freddie, the famous talking dog, his human Leo, and Joey Heatherton are on their way to Rome to star in a movie starring Gina Lola Brigida and Clint Eastwood.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye.
Bye, Freddie.
They love you, Freddie. Leo, honey, throw some streamers.
Freddie, Miss Heatherton, hey kids, how about one last shot before they kick my fanny off this boat?
I have paper in my face. I can't see.
That's perfect, kids. Thanks a bunch. Gotta run.
What just happened?
Well, Dad, this is fun.
We're conveying your luggage to your adjoining staterooms. Please check in with the ship's concierge for your keys.
Thank you. Wait, here you go. Thanks.
Oh, Leo. Oh, Freddie. Look at these rooms.
Rooms? These rooms are each bigger than my apartment.
Fantastico. Grazie, Tio Max.
Freddie, did you just...
Leo, look. A huge bouquet of yellow roses.
I wish I could take credit.
They're from Bob. Congratulations, Freddie and crew. Bon voyage and see you in Rome.
Crew?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. What's that supposed to mean?
Dad, would you put them in my room?
Your room?
I'll do that.
Joey, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. It's not like, you know, like we haven't, you know.
Freddie, what is it?
Oh dear, something's wrong.
What's that bird doing on my bed?
Oh, Freddie, that's not a real bird. That's a towel twisted into the shape of a swan.
What? Why?
Freddie, no! No!
Ah, Freddie, Miss Heatherton, and other gentlemen.
Quello è mio padre.
Ah, Papa, welcome. Captain Saletti has requested that you dine with him. I will show you to his table.
Grazie.
Must say, Freddie, you're Italian. Ah, perfetta.
Frederick, when did you learn Italian?
Max thought a phrasebook would help.
Yes, but never mind. You never fail to amaze me.
Good old Max. He thinks of everything.
I just hope he arranged our train tickets from Naples to Rome.
Buonasera, Capitano.
Buonasera, Federico. Por favore, sedite accanto a me.
I'm going to have to talk to Max.
Oh, Leo, let him enjoy his moment. Il tempo passa così velocemente.
You too? Really?
Honey, kiss me quick.
Here? At the captain's table?
All eyes are on Freddie. Leo, kiss me. Kiss me, kiss me.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sky. My love is deeper than...
Oh, Leo, look!
More flowers and champagne by the look of it.
It's back.
Freddie,
it's okay. It's just a towel shaped like a swan. See? Just a towel.
On my bed? Why is it on my bed?
Look at our room. There's one on our bed, too.
I will bite its little...
Freddie, no. You will not. I'll call the concierge about that and ask them to stop leaving chocolates, too.
I wasn't going to eat them. I know better.
I know you do. You're a good boy, Freddie. Oof.
Leo, Freddie, come look. All this is from Max. Hey, kids, enjoy your ocean trip. Don't get seasick.
Isn't that sweet?
I love Uncle Max.
Honey, it's the thought that counts. Here are our train tickets from Naples to Rome, first class.
Thank you, Max. What do you say I pop the cork on that champagne?
I'd say, boy, howdy. He's chasing the cork. What a hoot.
That's our Freddy.
Our Freddy?
We have 7 days at sea.
Plenty of time to figure our things out.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through?
Oh, I promised myself I'd knock off the cigars.
They're going to kill you.
I know that. Don't you think I know that?
Look, Max, I don't particularly like you, but you finally got my son to a place where I don't have to fib about what he does for a living.
You always knew he had it in him.
No, I decidedly did not. Now that Freddy of his, I knew that little mocker was going places.
Rome, to co-star with Gina Lola Brigida. When we come to think of it, I was hoping Leo would wire and let me know he got the train tickets.
He forgets.
Well, I better be running along. Thanks for the kugel.
What was I gonna do? You kept after me about it.
That's who I am. I'm persistent.
You are that, Max. You certainly are that.
So, give me a kiss.
You're crazy.
I'm 73. I probably got lung cancer. I got no time to waste.
Ah, you schmuck. Okay, okay. Max, your breath? Maybe just a hug from now on.
Okay, okay. Mabel?
What?
I'll call you.
Sure, sure. Now scram. I know you probably have 100 things to do before the end of the day.
Federico! Federico!
Federico!
Federico!
Mr. Bloom, Miss Etherton, welcome to the Hotel Hassler. Please excuse, some people cannot contain their joy over seeing Federico. He makes them very happy.
He makes us happy, too.
Please, the bellboy, he show you to your suite.
Suite?
Yes, Paramount. She booked the best for you.
And we're right by the Spanish Steps. Leo, it's all so...
Excuse me. El mostro tiene una stanza.
Wow.
Leo.
More champagne.
Si, carote por Freddy. We hear Mr. Freddy likes carrots.
Woof. Grazie, grazie.
I'm adoring now. If there's anything else...
Grazie. Grazie. Wait. Thank you.
I got it. Hello? Max? Yes, it's beautiful. We've been so taken by everything. And we meant to wire. Thank you for arranging the train tickets. Everything? Just perfect. Perfetto. Sure, sure. I'll put them on. It's Max.
Max, thank you. Really? Tomorrow morning? Cinesetta Studios? They're sending a car. Okay. We'll be ready. Sure, I'll put them on.
Hi, Uncle Max. Thank you for the carrots. Yes, I'll tell him. Ciao, Zio Max.
A message?
Uncle Max said she finally made the kugel. It was delicious. Be sure and send her postcards.
He's always working, isn't he?
That he is, that he is.
We have the day to ourselves. What do you say we take a stroll?
When in Rome.
Chase squirrels.
We'll see, young man, we'll see.
Mettersi a posta. Okay, okay, everyone. A palaces.
What do you think of Eastwood so far? We were lucky to get him.
Well, Max did it. He put in a call to Sergio's people, and Clint said he needed a break between westerns.
His character has that big serenade at the end when he finally wins Gina's heart.
I was meaning to ask you, when did my script get turned into a musical?
That's the producer's prerogative, unfortunately.
You're the producer.
Fortunately for you, some other producer might have hired some burlesque band leader and turned your script to schlock.
Well, I suppose I'm relieved.
We were lucky to bring Josh Logan in to direct. He's a genius for turning guys with a natural talent for hard-bitten, gritty rules into melodious heartthrobs.
Max says he can sing.
If I can sing, he can sing. And he's got leading man looks. I see Clint Wood as our next Gene Kelly. Song and dance, romance. A real ladies' man.
Interesting. Hey, how are things with you and Gina?
She hates me.
Oh, jeez, Bob. Sorry to hear that.
I got a wandering eye, occupational infirmity. You and Joey, everything going okay?
Couldn't be better. In fact, I'm thinking of...
Quiet on the set! Silencio!
Gina, Clint, Freddy, on a tree, a camera, a speed, action!
I know what you're saying. Why did I fly halfway across the globe to see you again?
Because you love me?
Oh, darling, I love you. I do.
And you'd do anything for me, Alan.
Oh, Teresa, I would.
And for my doggy, what would you do for him?
Does that matter, darling? So long as we have each other, nothing else in the world matters.
You are heartless, Alan. You ask me to choose between you and my dog. I cannot do it. Do you hear me? I cannot do it.
Oh, Teresa, I do love you. Love you, I do. And yes, while you love your dog, does that really, really and truly matter? Couldn't we sell him?
Bob, I don't recall writing this scene.
What can I tell you? We had to do some touch-up work, and you were 7 days at sea. I brought in a script doctor.
I think the patient just went into cardiac arrest.
Leo, it's going to be great. You'll see.
Ow! In the name of everything holy, that dog just bit me.
Cut!
Oh, Leo, where have you and Freddy been?
Walking the streets of Rome in the rain.
I can see that. You're both drenched.
Dad and I got in trouble.
I suspected as much. Max has called 4 times and refused to tell me what happened.
I bit him.
Freddy, don't sound so proud of yourself.
Bit him? Who, Bob?
No, the actor.
I think Bob's an actor, so apparently does Bing.
Clint Eastwood.
Freddy, why did you bite Clint Eastwood?
He wants to sell me!
What? Max reps you. You're not actually under contract to Paramount. You can't be sold.
Joey, honey, it was a line in the script.
Babe, I read your script. It's a tender love story between a man, a woman, and her dog. There was no dog selling hokum.
Bob brought in a ghostwriter while we were at sea.
They sing. Badly. It hurt my ears.
Oh, it's now a musical.
Oh, dear. Oh, Freddy, come here. Let me dry you with this towel. And you, hop in the shower before you catch a cold.
I could use a carrot. In fact, make it a double.
Okay, young fella, here are your carrots. I'm going to go scrub your dad's back.
Oh, he'll like that.
Yes, well...
Will you close my door? That actor brought out my method training, and I feel like I've moted enough for one afternoon. I need a nap.
Good thought. Perhaps your dad and I will take a nap, too. What is the champagne doing here?
I'm anticipating your arrival.
Oh, Leo. Oh, my stars.
My terrible day is suddenly taking a turn for the better.
Will you undo me? It's all foamy, you nut.
Sorry, honey. It's all over your dress.
So, take it off.
Going on over there? Why haven't you called me?
I've been a little preoccupied, Max. When did you know that Bob hired a script doctor to turn my beautiful love story into a musical?
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
No, it wasn't Bob. Paramount promised Logan a musical if he delivered his last project under budget. This is the first chance I had to tell you. You're not picking up your messages.
Who is it, Max?
Who is that? Joey?
Tell him what Bob did to your script.
Preoccupied? No wonder you're not picking up your messages.
Honey, he knows.
Joey, my God, what a tushy!
Stop, Max. Now who's preoccupied?
Not preoccupied. I'm old. Let me dream a little, will you?
Hi, Max. Thanks for everything.
Oy vey, she's putting me on, isn't she?
No, Max. Everything couldn't be more perfect.
Have you lost your marbles? Do you know why I've been calling and leaving messages? Al Wallace has been getting calls complaining that you've been difficult on the set. Then Freddy bites Clint Eastwood. Bob called yesterday and said he walked off the set.
We were told to leave.
Not you, you schmuck. Eastwood.
Is he yelling? It sounds like he's yelling.
He quit! He quit!
Eastwood walked out. He quit.
That's what I just said.
I was just telling Joey.
Bob thinks he could have been the next Gene Kelly. Instead, he's going back to Westerns. Terrible decision.
So what's going to happen? Are they recasting the role?
They're gonna have to. But that's not gonna happen overnight. Ready for more bad news?
Oh, no.
Freddy's out.
What? They can't do that.
Yes, he can. Bob can. It's his call.
Tell me.
Bob fired Freddy.
Oh, my God.
There's no point in our staying. Freddy's out, and I'm basically out.
Look, kid, you're still the primary writer.
I don't want my name on this thing. You should hear the lyrics. It's not West Side Story, Max.
Okay. Maybe I can strike a deal. Your screenwriting credit comes off in exchange for an associate producer's credit.
So I'm going to get something.
You're gonna get paid, because I've got to get paid.
What's he saying?
It's good news, I think.
A bit better than good. The studio's on the hook for the 2 months you were to stay at the Hassler during the shoot. So if you want to stay, it's on Paramount's dime.
Maybe. For a while, anyway. I have some thinking to do.
Listen, boy chick, this call has costed me another fortune. My best to Joey and Freddy. Give me a jingle when you're back in town.
Buonasera.
Hello, I telephoned from the Hassler about a room.
2 rooms? 2 camere.
2 rooms. The dishonorably discharged actor would like separate quarters to contemplate his career implosion.
Not his fault.
Papa, sono a Freddy.
Frederico!
Kid says your doggy is the generation doggy.
Woof! You've got quite the reputation, kiddo.
Please, let me show you to your rooms.
Come bella gialla luna, brilla strette, strette come butto belle.
To you, Joey, this couldn't be better.
It was all getting to be too much. I could tell it was getting to you.
I needed to get away somewhere quiet. I couldn't think. I need to think.
Relaxed?
Getting there. You think Freddy will be okay?
He seemed to be having fun. Those kids adore him.
The innkeeper mentioned a winery outside town. We'll all go for a picnic tomorrow.
That'll be nice.
I'm starting to see again.
What do you mean?
This may sound funny coming from a guy with a talking dog who's also, well, at the very least, an international advertising sensation. I was missing the changes life has been throwing at me.
It's good to slow down.
It is very good to slow down.
Breathe. Just breathe.
I am with Joey Heatherton, a beautiful woman who I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd ever meet. Much less spend the most romantic 7 days at sea staring into her eyes.
You're very handsome, by the way.
Wondering how in the world did I get here?
I want to be here too, you know.
I know. Thank you. Well, that's not at all what I mean. This would be so much easier if I were the least bit religious, which I'm not.
Honey, what are you trying to say?
A tongue-tied writer grasping for words.
A tongue-tied orator, perhaps, or a writer with writer's block.
Ugh. Joey, who do I thank?
Huh?
I couldn't write this. A schmuck who's barely making it as a writer in Hollywood is in love with Joey Heatherton.
You're a writer?
Ugh, stop.
You're in love?
Yes. Yes, I'm in love.
So, what do you intend to do about that, Mr. Writer? Leo, honey, you're going to wake Freddy in the next room.
There. I just had to get my notes down while the inspiration was still fresh in my mind.
Sounds like you're on to something.
Something. More like someone.
Is this your way of answering my question?
Tangentially, this is my way of answering my question. My way of answering your question will have to wait till we're back aboard ship.
How delightfully cryptic. I can barely contain myself. Well, you did it. You woke him up. Remind me to buy you a fountain pen when we get back to Rome.
Well, young man, what are you doing up?
Typewriter.
Don't worry, Freddy. I have a solution.
I write with pens, though it's hard to find a properly weighted, well-balanced one that feels really good.
Huh?
What?
There's just something about hitting the keys. The permanence of typed words. I think differently when I'm typing.
What's he saying?
I have no idea.
I'm going back to bed.
Tomorrow we head back to Rome. For just a day, then home.
Oh my stars, I need to do some shopping.
Fine. Freddy and I have, an errand.
Arrivederci, Roma. Goodbye to Rome.
Wait, here you are.
Grazie, signore.
That was the last of my lira.
No welcome basket or champagne this time.
No carrots.
And the adjoining rooms are a smidge smaller. I don't think Paramount expected us to return early.
No matter. We can have just as much fun in half the space. Oh, look, there's a telegram on the desk.
It's from Max. Bob's taking Eastwood's part. Further script changes, dog's part cut. Now a happy-go-lucky World War II picture. You're still getting paid. Stop.
Sounds dreadful.
What do you say the three of us take in the fresh sea air on the promenade deck?
That sounds great.
Yes, let's. Wait, Leo?
Yes?
I love you too.
You do? You do? You do, don't you?
Yes.
Woo! Wow.
Dad, are you okay?
No. I mean, yes, of course I am. Let's go. Let's go for that walk.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares.
Where did that go? Per te amore mio.
Freddy, translate please.
I said, for you, my love. And this is for you.
What? Oh, you didn't. A fountain pen. You didn't. You did. It's beautiful.
It's a waterman. Sterling silver.
The kid knows.
Mi scusi, Capitano. He invite you to his stateroom after dinner, when you are ready.
After dinner? Well, that's different. Leo, what's happening?
This might help explain.
Leo?
The wrapping paper is loose.
I was nervous. My fingers weren't working.
Oh, my stars, you did it. You answered my question.
Thank you.
Come closer. The deck is moving. I'm unsteady.
Just drink in the sea air. It's heady. I feel drunk.
Do you? Well, you better hold on to me or we'll both be pitched overboard.
Overboard? No. That'd be a hell of a way to end a beautiful night.
Look, deck chairs and blankets. Let's sit.
Is that a bottle of champagne and two flutes?
Wait a minute. You planned this.
Me? I'm terrible at planning anything. It couldn't have been me.
You're a writer. You plot stories.
I asked the captain for a favor and he set this up. This. The champagne and the deck chairs.
Not us.
Bob may have had a hand in setting us up.
Maybe. I like to think I would have met you anyway.
Not likely. Not unless you happen to show up at a kennel ration photo shoot.
Freddy. Oh, Freddy. I hope his film career isn't over.
No, it isn't. Not if I get this new script that's in my head on the page.
Let me guess. A struggling writer goes to Italy to shoot his first movie starring his talking dog. He's accompanied by the producer's ex-girlfriend. The script falls apart. He falls in love.
You're reading my mind now that we're married?
As I was saying, husband dear. He falls in love. They get married. Drunk on happiness, they wobble along the deck, falling madly into deck chairs.
Arranged by the ever-so-clever husband.
Oh my, he is clever.
To us.
And Freddy. We need Freddy. We can't celebrate without Freddy.
The one thing you'll learn about Freddy, when his day is done, he sacks out for the night.
Oh, Freddy, he is such a sweetie.
I'll cable Max and my mother in the morning.
Oh no, let's surprise them.
That could work.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside.
Well, hello. We missed you.
They're here.
Frederick, did you have a hand in this?
I called Uncle Max.
Oh, of course you did.
Wojcik.
Ma?
So you went and got married and you didn't think to invite your mother?
We were on a boat, Grandma.
I'm kidding.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, my son. And daughter. I got a daughter. She's so beautiful. Max, is she crazy marrying my son?
Mrs. Bloom, your son is amazing. He's going to be a very successful writer.
Let's hope so.
I know so.
That's love. You found a wonderful girl, Leo.
Woof!
And an amazing dog. Such a dog.
Your table is ready. Follow me, please.
Bring me a phone, will you? I got calls to make.
Always working, Max.
What can I say? It's the nature of the business.
You have been listening to Freddy, Leo, and Joey Go to Rome, written by Joe Graceffo, directed by Lily Dubois, the third episode in the Freddy the Talking Dog saga. Our cast featured Ernestine Bottom, John Welsh, Tazio Russo, Linda Reagan, Daniel Hill, Chloe Davis, Dickie Magadoff, Dustin Davis, Don Singrani, and Kent Bodensteiner. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. There will be two more episodes in the Freddy saga coming soon. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.